BJ and Jamie.
Is Upsy okay?
I don't know. I'm worried about him. I thought the same thing. I think he's going to be okay because he's like a department head or whatever, and the union, whatever he is.
Union boss.
Yeah. I don't know if he's the boss, but he's one of like the...
Steward.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they call him.
So anyway, I hope he is.
Upsy is the driver that delivers here for UPS, obviously. Upsy. He is Jamie's boyfriend, and even though he's married.
He's married with a lot of kids that he really loves and stuff, but
he is a pretend boyfriend, though.
Right, he is. Right? Yep.
He's the package guy, and he's a hot dude, man.
He is a hot dude.
Short shorts. He'll wear shorts in January. He's that confident.
I don't know if they're short shorts.
And boots.
I think they're a required uniform.
Got those rolled down socks. Man, oh man. I'm telling you, if I were gay, woo!
Boy, you sure did take a account for his outfit, didn't you?
He got everything.
Yeah, he does.
UPS has announced now the way they're doing this, 400 people to be laid off. The way they're doing this is wrong. Now, being laid off in general is wrong, but to make them work through Christmas.
Yeah, knowing like there's a date where you're going
to
be done.
Well, no, knowing that you have to deliver all those damn packages. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Because the workload is so hot. Yeah.
Yeah, they have to work through Christmas knowing that it's going to be just unbelievable, the running with all these packages and stuff.
I didn't see that they have to work through Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
60 days. They're letting them know 60 days in front that they're going to lay them off.
See, I don't really understand how this is happening because usually what they do is they hire more people during the holidays.
Exactly.
Well, again, they're going to keep everybody on through the holidays.
No, I know, but usually then there's an extra hiring process. Remember, they add more people.
Yeah, seasonal workers.
Yep, seasonal workers every time.
Here's the story.
More than 400 UPS workers here in Colorado will lose their jobs, at least temporarily. A letter sent to the mayor of Commerce City. It states the 404 workers at the facility on Ivy Street will be displaced on January 15th because...
Why do you have to send a letter to the mayor and tell the mayor we're laying off all these people? I don't get that.
Half of that facility is closing. It will not fully reopen until 2026. UPS says the temporary closure has to do with automation. It also said, quote, our employees are extremely important to us and we're working to place as many as possible in other positions. We remain committed to working with them throughout this transition and providding support.
Yeah.
So that sounds like some computers took over, huh?
Yeah, it does.
Automation.
It's robots.
Yeah.
It's these damn robots, man. AI. Take it up. That's what it sounds like. They're going to lay out 400 people. They're going to dangle that carrot. Oh, you might be back. We just don't know yet. We're going to upgrade the system over there. And when they upgrade the system, they're going to put robots in there. And you're not coming back.
My God, you're on my nerves today.
I just feel bad for the UPS people.
Well then show some empathy. Yeah,
they have
instead
to work.
Of screaming about robots.
Well, that's part of the problem, Jamie. Robots. They're going to take our job one day.
I know. Hey, yeah. They already have.
And I'm going to scream at them for that,
too. In several markets, they already have. There's AI voice people. Well, I showed you how it works on my Spotify.
Yeah.
That guy goes, yeah, coming up next, we got your favorite hits from Everything You Like to Hear. I was like, what is that guy?
Yeah, that's my job.
That's an AI guy. My son's like, Mom, that's AI. And I'm like, why is he on there? Yeah, it's pretty scary. That's true. Yeah.
400 people just here in Colorado are going to be let go because they got to upgrade their system. We know what the upgrade means. Hopefully, they get part of them get their job back.
I was trying to find his Facebook page to see like what he had to say, but I can't find it.
Wasn't it just a couple of months ago that they announced that all these drivers in 2025 were getting a big raise?
Yes.
Now we're finding out that, no, you're not getting a raise. In fact, you lost your job.
That doesn't make sense, does it?
It just, none of it adds up. And then I guess there was some type of requirement that they have to tell them 60 days in advance. That's why they're finding out today that they're going to have to work through Christmas, but then they'll be let go at the first of the year.
Yeah, it's like a working notice. A lot of companies do that.
That is just like absolutely the worst because you've got to go through the most busiest time of the year and then boom, you're gone.
Well, and then if you want your exit package, you have to work up until that day.
Oh,
he wrote
a really sweet thing on his Facebook page.
Aww.
Oh, he did. He's like, he's really, really upset about this. And he said, our union is working to save people's jobs and provide them with other places to go for guaranteed work and hours. This is why it's great to have a union job. They really do work hard for the employees and to save jobs, keep people working and provide for their families. And thank you. And he said, all the Teamsters and all these people.
This is a big deal.
Yeah, it is.
It really is.
Right. But you can tell he feels sad.
And they work hard, too.
Yeah. So
that's a tough job, man. He comes in here every day. He gets that little dolly out, and then, I mean, just box after box after box, lugging it into this building. It's just, it's a crazy job.
Oof, I don't know what this says, though. Anyway, I'm trying to figure out if he, because I'm...
We wish him the best.
The way he's writing it, I'm trying to figure out if he's
like
okay.
Like reading between the lines.
Yeah, like, yeah. Anyway, but he says thanks to everybody who checked on him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it does suck. And then I won't be able to see my boyfriend.
Yeah.
And I'll get a new UPS man.
Yeah, that's not, if we get one at all.
Oh, I know.
We may have to go with the FedEx dude.
He's not very friendly.
No, he's not. Is he? No, he's that not. AI, you're right, taking over everything. It's my job to tell you. Coming up next here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, a twin spin is on the way.
Oh,
two of your favorite hits back to back. That's my job.
Yeah, that is your job.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.